You know, maybe next time you want to summon me, try getting your information from something other than a WikiHow article. There's plenty of other sources, and they work wonders. Just a little heads up. Why so shocked? Didn't you think it would work? Anyway, on to more important matters. So, what's on your mind, huh? Come on. You know what I'm talking about. No one summons a demon without reason. Especially not one like me. Everyone wants something, and I'll bet you're no different. Let me guess. Money, power, or fame? No. That's usually what humans go for. Sure, you get those few that are negotiating a deal for the good of others, or the good of mankind, or I want to help, blah blah blah. Seriously, how boring can you get? Now, I can't read your mind, of course, so what I'm wondering is, what kind of thoughts are running through that head of yours, huh? You can always tell what type of person someone is by the nature of their thoughts in different situations. And as the minutes pass, I find myself increasingly curious as to what kind of person you are. I mean, bad thoughts are always best, of course. Good and pure thoughts aren't very attractive to my kind. After all, I mean, can you blame us? We've been doing deals for millennia, so humans with somewhat darker or different thoughts prove to make things a bit more interesting for us. For example, one deal I remember making specifically was about, 100 years or so ago, give or take. A man summoned me and wished to become the most powerful in the land. In return, I would come back for his soul as payment in 20 years. He was successful, at first. Over the years, I watched as his mind grew corrupt and his people's love for him ultimately crumbled. Fearful of losing his rapidly diminishing power, he only continued in his cruelty, resorting to the murder of his precious followers. A few of them survived, however, and he quickly found himself on the receiving end of just some of the wrongdoings that he had previously inflicted on those poor, poor people. What? Are you honestly surprised? Poor thing. I told him I would give him power, but I never agreed to keeping my end of the deal for 20 years. That little misunderstanding was all his fault. Plus, I'm a demon, sweetheart. Tricking people is what I do best. Besides, it's not like you're without fault either. No human is, and trust me, I know. I can reach into the deepest, darkest corners of your mind and find out everything that makes you who you are. I may not be telepathic, but I can see your memories and fantasies and everything in between just fine. Plus, I know your little secret. This isn't the first time you tried to talk to me, is it? You've been hanging out at my area for months, I've seen you around, and granted, I was fairly busy, so I sent a few of my friends to make you a deal. But you turned them all away, didn't you? What's the matter? Got a little crush? Aw, it's okay. Don't be embarrassed. You know, you're rather interesting for a human. I think I'll stick around for a while. Plus, you still have to tell me what you want from me. Oh, and, don't try to negotiate either. Trust me, baby. Your life is about to get a lot more fun.